This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, September 23rd, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Well, the clock is ticking down to the end of the fiscal year at a hard deadline for Congress to either approve a budget or a continuing resolution to keep the government running. Iowa Senator Charles Grassley said there's a meeting scheduled at the White House.
There's a meeting now scheduled at the White House Thursday with Democrat leaders. Democrats want to negotiate some things. I think Republicans feel some of those things are legitimate to negotiate. And we got time into November, December to negotiate them without shutting down the government now.
Grassley says the blame for a government shutdown will fall on the minority leader of the upper chamber.
If we don't keep government open, it'll be his fault as leader of the Democrats. A Schumer shutdown would cost money to shut down the government. It costs money to open up the government. Democrats want to accomplish certain things through a shutdown. Usually those things are not settled any more than before the shutdown, so they don't get what they want. And then the government's supposed to be a service for the people, and you can't serve the people if you aren't functional. It's just a stupid thing to do.
In other news, Grassley says the economic plight of crop farmers has been a priority of Republican leaders of the Senate. He says they share a common story.
It was a topic of Republican members of the Senate Ag Committee at a private meeting last Thursday, where we came to the conclusion, as we told each other what we thought was a critical situation, similar to the 1980s, with dropping land prices, increased interest rates, and low farm prices, that something has to be done and not take the 2 or 3 years to get it done this time like it did in the 1980s. And in the meantime, we had 20,000 farmers go out of business. We had a lot of farmers commit suicide. We don't want that to happen again.
Grassley says the result of the meeting was to take the matter to the Oval Office.
For us to request a meeting with the President of the United States at the White House. And I hope that meeting's set up. I hope it can happen next week and tell the president to his face the plight.
Grassley says the USDA's recent farm income report doesn't describe the situation crop farmers are facing with high input costs, lack of exports, and low commodity prices.
What she has in her calculations is the historic high profits that cattle feeders are making right now, and also government payments from a year ago. You take those two things out, and then you very quickly see the plight of the grain farmers in the Midwest, or even the southern crop.
The latest income forecast showed a tremendous contrast in the plight of crop and livestock farmers. Animal and animal product cash receipts up 8%, $299 billion. That's a record high. But crop cash receipts forecast at $237 billion, an 18-year low, and a third consecutive yearly decline. Funding for bridge support could come from the Commodity Credit Corporation or from tariff revenue.
And I had a conversation with Secretary Rollins, and she says we're trying to figure that out. So she's got that uppermost in her mind for this bridge money.
Finally, Grassley says the Trump administration should be focused on bringing China back to the U.S. for soybeans.
Well, 2 weeks ago, the Chinese negotiator came to the United States and they said that China was going to talk about soybeans at that meeting. I read reports about the results of that meeting. The Chinese negotiator came over to reinforce the hard line that China has taken in regard to trade with the United States. Nothing was said about soybeans.
The latest customs data suggests China soy purchases for August record large at 485 million bushels, 85% of that source from Brazil. Some news services suggest China has covered all or most of its needs through November. The first quarter is typically one of the largest for U.S. sales of soy to China. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. A new farm bill will help farmers and ranchers meet the moment. Learn more at fb.org/farmbill. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Dowling.